Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Taylor Swift with Post Malone off her newest album. Hannah just got done breaking down all those cool songs. She talks about all of her exes, including Travis Kelce, has a song about him on a Tortured Poets Department. We're going to play it every hour for you on the Brett Magus Show. I have a controversial question to ask you.
Oh, boy.
Can you smoke a joint with your kid? 314-531-9898. Real question. I bring this up for a couple of different reasons. Hannah and AB are going to Colorado, and I got a friend who lives in Colorado, and before, like, weed was legal everywhere, it was legal in Colorado, and this is a conversation they had as a couple. One of my friends who has a kid who is, their kid's like going to graduate high school.
Okay.
And so like his wife drinks beer and she'll have a beer with their kid who's graduating high school. Like, hey, high school graduation, as long as you're home and safe, going into college, you're going to be drinking anyways.
A lot of people have that mindset.
A lot of that mindset. 18, 19 years old, freshman in college kind of thing where... He goes, okay, well, I don't drink, but I want to smoke a joint with our kid then. What's the difference? And she's like, no, you can't smoke a joint with our kid. And he's like, but you could have a beer with our kid? And she's like, well, he's going to drink at college anyways. He's like, you could smoke a joint at college, and it's legal here. And I was like, what an interesting conversation, mindset-wise, for parents. How do you feel if your kid's like 18, 19, 20 years old, about them having a beer in front of you, like, would you be cool with it? And if you're cool with them having a beer, would you be cool with them smoking a joint? Right? Right on the edge of 420, I thought this was an interesting conversation to bring up. And as these two are heading to Colorado, right. One of the first states to make marijuana legal on 420.
Oh, man, it's so hard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hard for me to think about it. For one, I don't have a kid, so I don't exactly know. But
sure.
I just come
respect.
From like when my mom was raising us, she was very against like underage drinking, things like that. And still... as an adult now, I could not smoke with my mom. That'd be so weird.
Will you drink a beer with your mom?
Yeah, I'll like drink a glass of wine with her. And that's,
a glass of wine, okay.
It's just different. I know the legality of it, and I know it's okay, and I'm not against weed, but I just, it's different for some reason. I can't exactly pinpoint why. Does anybody else agree?
I'm totally on that same page, because I'm even thinking, okay, let's take smoking out of the equation and say doing an edible.
Okay, same game.
Because the smoking thing, I'm like, nah, not a fan of that.
For some reason, smoking feels different than edibles.
Edibles is a little different thing. And then I'm thinking, this undermines the entire D.A.R.E. program those kids sat through all those years.
Well, so does like excessive drinking or something.
You're right. You know, it's weird. If we're going to look at it from that, from the legality standpoint and the fact if you're willing to share alcohol with your child, yeah, just one or something, hey, celebration. I'm not into it, but I could understand it. And yeah, I could say that would make sense.
If you think about it from a medical standpoint, there's a lot more benefits.
It'll mellow you out.
Yeah, medically for marijuana than there is with alcohol.
I get that it feels different, but I also do think like when somebody starts drinking, it would be nice to do that with a parent so they can teach you how to do it. And maybe like taking an edible or smoking, if a parent does that and they know the safest way to do it, they should teach their children that.
Well, should they also be doing it as their child's doing
Maybe
it?
They're not also smoking. Right. But I guess it feels so foreign still.
It's a weird conversation to have.
I'm not used to the legality shift, but I understand and I appreciate that it's happening, but it's just,
When I thought about this too, I thought the same thing. Like, what an interesting conversation to have on the radio that people probably never think about. I will be honest. I have never smoked weed in my life. I'm just not that guy. I think it's because a lot of my friends used to smoke weed, and I like to go against the grain. I like to be the opposite of everyone else. My mom also was a big cigarette smoker, so any concept of smoke kind of disgusted me out. Mm-hmm. And so like the edible thing, I think, is probably more like, okay, like this is now the world we're living in. I cannot stand double standards. And so at first I thought to myself, like, no, I would never smoke a joint with my kid. I would never do an edible with my kid, but I would drink a beer with them. And I'm like, well, what? I'm a living double standard. I can't stand it. So to me, if I'm giving advice to my friend, which I did talk to them about this, I said, no, you got to give in.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, if you are going to drink a beer, you have to say, I will not drink a beer with my 18, 19 year old then if you don't want them. If you want to drink a beer with your 18, 19 year old, then if dad wants to smoke a joint, then he's dad. They can smoke a joint together. I don't know.
It just feels weird. Everyone doesn't like it. I know.
Yeah, you know. Maybe if more time passes, as more and more states make marijuana legal, and it's like legal everywhere.
Curious.
Maybe it's one of those type of things. Maybe that's why, because it was illegal for so long.
I even think there's a difference between edible and weed. I would probably do an edible around my mom. I'd still be so scared. But I can't imagine like sitting with my mom and seeing her have like smoke coming out of my mouth. I'd probably get spanked. Not in my like she would not like that.
314-531 9898. We really do talk about everything on this show. What is an interesting conversation for my friend who dad is not a big drinker but loves to smoke. Can he smoke with the kid? If mom wants to have a drink with the kid who's a freshman in college, 314-531-9898. It's an interesting conversation to have. I want your parenting advice on this. We started some controversy this morning. Full phone lines in the studio. Tons of text messages coming in on the Brett Mega Show. Because I asked the question on the eve of 420. Can you smoke a joint with your kid? It's legal now. Most places. Can you? 314-531-9898. Hannah and AB are going to Colorado. And actually, one of my best friends lives in Colorado. And this actually happened with them. Dad, not a big drinker. Loves to smoke. Mom likes to have a glass of wine, have a drink. They have I think their kid's a freshman in college. So like 18, 19 on that verge. Mom has a beer with them. Technically not of age. Mm-hmm. And dad's like, well, if you're going to have a beer with them, I want to bond with my kid, hang out with them, smoke a joint. Mom's like, no, you can't smoke a joint. He's like, but you can drink a beer with them? How are people reacting on the text line, Hannah?
Tons of text on this. One of them says, not a whole joint, maybe just a hit. That makes more sense, too, because it would be the same thing for alcohol. You could have a glass of wine or maybe something, but would you want to get obliterated with them?
Bill Clinton it. Don't inhale.
Another one says, I think it's okay as long as it's an adult child. I've done edibles with my daughter.
Okay.
Another one is from Amy Therapist. That's her name. She says,
okay,
marijuana changes the brain in a different way that we don't want to admit. The younger you start those kinds of drugs, the greater the increase there is for addiction. It affects your brain, and I'm not saying alcohol does it. I'm just saying it makes you more paranoid, anxious, and depressed, and there's an increase with that for young adults as well.
Interesting, because I know that like marijuana does have like that altered the state of mind, and then also can release stress as well, but maybe for young adults it doesn't do that, can create all those paranoia feelings. That's what honey has 5 kids, and you said that was one of your biggest concerns, honey, is that you have 5 kids and it can alter your state of mind.
Yes.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit about that.
So I have done an edible before a few times, and I'm 49 years old, and it has definitely altered like my mindset. Sometimes it makes me like happy and like bouncing all over the place. Sometimes it brings up like sad feelings, and even once in a while, a couple of times I did deal with the paranoia. So I mean, I can see how that would happen with a younger kid.
So your biggest thing is alcohol, like having a beer is probably just going to catch a buzz, where like when you take the edibles or do marijuana, it's altering the state of mind. And that's what make you anxious about doing it with your kids.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with honey. I'm the same way. I'm like, I sketch out and I get really nervous, but everybody, like, it affects them different. Same with alcohol. Some people don't even get buzzed.
Yeah. They're like, all drugs. Right. Right.
Like, let's not get it twisted. For everybody, right. But it's scary to test the waters.
I do think, though, like what Amy the therapist said, I feel like marijuana and edibles are a bigger gateway drug. I don't know if I'm just making that up or not. Katie, you have 3 boys. Would you smoke a joint with them, drink a beer with them? Do you think this is the same thing?
It is. It's all about being responsible and what you do. My oldest is about to be 13. They know that I smoke because it's just, I've smoked for a long time.
It's obvious at this point. Huh, Katie, we look at you, you're like, what's up, Bob Marley?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it keeps me calm. Like, when I do smoke, it puts me in a zone. I get a lot of my cleaning done when I'm high.
Oh, good. Well, maybe I can do that.
And so, like, my oldest, like, I know he's curious. He's about to be a teenager. And I'm like, look, if you want to do it, we need to do it responsibly. If you want to do it at home, we can talk about it and say, hey, this is what happens, even with alcohol, because it does alter your state of mind. People do crazy things when they're drunk.
Yeah. Great points. Thank you so much for the call. Danny, you agree you're not a drinker. You're a smoker, and you'd rather smoke with your kids than drink with them?
100%. I used to drink, and I was very irresponsible, just not a good person. And I have smoked for far longer than I should have, but I'm not a bad person when I smoke. I just get real hungry.
Like,
the McDonald's bill's gonna go up if you're smoking with your kids. Okay, gotcha. Paul, you bring up a good point about what do you do if your kid's like, hey, I want to smoke a joint with you, if you're willing to drink a beer with them, are they the same thing?
No, it's not, because smoking a doobie in Colorado is legal if you're 18. If you get pulled over, you'll probably get a DUI driving under the influence. If you're drinking a beer, you're going to get a DWI, because you cannot drink in Colorado until you are 21. So you got to look at the legal aspect of it, too.
So So you're saying, actually, in my friend's situation, where she was like, hey, I'm willing to have a glass of wine or drink with them, and dad wanted to have the, you know, join with the kid, that the mom was actually doing something that was more illegal.
Exactly. The mom is wrong in this situation.
Wow.
Totally 100%. When you look at it from a legal standpoint, you're going to get a DWI if you're caught drinking and driving. If you're high and driving, you're going to get a DUI, which is a much lesser charge.
Well, send Paul in to have that conversation.
Right. Yeah. Lawyer Paul.
Lawyer Paul.
The all-new Fred Mega Show. Live from...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!